And yes, the day of the Lord's coming is soon.
我们还有不多的机会能够去做工,
and we might not have that many chances to work again.
不多的时候能够再殷勤,
and we might not have a lot of time to labor.
求主常常从里面向我们发出呼召,
so we ask that the Lord will always call upon us and give us strength.
我们一起来读路加福音第12章。
Let's go to Luke chapter 12.
请我们从35节读到第38节。
From 35 to 38.
路加福音12章35到38。
Luke 12, 35 through 38.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
你们腰里要束上带，灯也要点着，自己好像仆人等候主人从婚姻的筵席上回来。他来到叩门，就立刻给他们开门。主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，进前伺候他们。 或是二更天来，或是三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。好，在这一段圣经里面告诉我们说，腰里要束上带。
In this passage, it says, we shall be ready and dressed in readiness.
当时他们的服装好像穿的是一个袍子，所以需要工作的时候，他们要把带子束紧。
And I think during that time, people wear ropes. So when they have to go to work, they have to put on a band.
叫他们预备好警醒的来侍奉。
So that they will be ready and alert to work.
在这边我们看见有一般的仆人, 那这里的仆人,
and here we can see a group of servants, and these servants are like slaves.
但是我们看见当他们等候主人从婚姻的筵席上回来,
but we can see that when these slaves are waiting for the master to return from the wedding feast,
这些仆人是忠心等候。
So and these servants are loyally awaiting.
主人来了，看见仆人警醒。
And then when the master comes and he finds that his slaves are alert,
他说那仆人就有福了。
Then he said, then these servants are blessed.
这段圣经有一个很特别的地方。
In this passage, there is a very special point.
他说主人必叫他们坐席。
He said that the master will ask the servant to recline with him at the table.
然后下面说他自己束上带子。
And then he said, then the master will put on his own band.
进前伺候他们。
So that the master will serve the servant.
这些仆人服侍主人是理所当然的。
And it is only natural that the servants will serve the master.
但是我们却看见在勇士的时候，却是这位主人他自己亲自来服侍这些仆人。
But then now we see that in this situation, it is the master who is serving his servants.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这边所讲的告诉我们，我们的主。 到勇士的时候，他还要亲自来服侍我们。So
here, brothers and sisters, we clearly will see that in the eternal life, it is the Lord who will serve us.
今天我们能够有机会来侍奉我们的神，实在是主给我们极大的机会，恩典。So
now that when we get a chance to serve the Lord, it is a blessing.
我们说我们服侍主，好像是为主来摆上。
So maybe sometimes you say that when you serve, you are putting something out for the Lord.
为主来做一些事情,
and you are doing something for the Lord.
但是当我们每一次能够来侍奉主的时候,
but now that every time when you actually get the chance to serve,
我们就想到主的话,
then we will think about,
他告诉我们说, 人子来不是要受人的服侍,
then he says that the Son of Man did not come to serve,
乃是要服侍人,
did not come to be served, but to serve.
今天我们说我们来侍奉我们的永生神,
so today when you come and you say I'm ready to serve the eternal Lord,
一次一次我们经历到是主亲自来服侍我们,
but then time and time again you will understand that it is you who are being served.
给我们机会来侍奉,
and now that he given you the chance to serve,
也是一个机会让他能够服侍我们,
and it is also a chance that he will serve you.
我们看见真的到了勇士, 好像主人回来的时候, 他说看见仆人警醒。
It is like when we see in the eternity, when the master comes back and he sees his servants being alert,
主人叫这些仆人来,
then the master will call the slave to recline at the table.
他自己束上带子, 他亲自来服侍这些仆人,
then the master will put on the band and serve his slave.
哦, 我们的主人是何等的好,
and it is how wonderful it is who
is
a master who is willing to serve.
今天借着 我们能够来侍奉他,
so today through our services,
我们经历到, 实在是我们的主, 他每一次都是亲自来服侍我们,
then we can experience that it is He who is serving us.
今天我们真正所做的事情本身, 实在算不得什么,
and today, whatever deeds you are actually doing really doesn't count as much.
我们都是何等的有限,
because we are so limited.
我们所做的是何等的有限,
and whatever we can do is very limited.
但是弟兄姊妹, 当主来服侍我们的时候,
but brothers and sisters, when the Lord comes and serves you,
接着我们好像一点点的心愿, 一点点的摆上,
maybe it is through a little things that you put up.
但在这里有一个管道, 主把他自己服侍到我们的里面,
but here it says that the Lord is willing to serve.
叫我们所得着的是主他的自己,
so that we might receive Him Himself.
我们再一起来读, 接着41节到44节, 12章41到44节,
so now let's move on to Luke 12:41.
请我们一起来读,
let's read.
彼得说, 主啊, 这比喻是为我们说的呢, 还是为众人呢? 主说, 谁是那忠心有见识的管家? 主人派他管理家里的人, 按时分粮给他们呢? 主人来到, 看见仆人这样行, 那仆人就有福了。 我实在告诉你们, 主人要派他管理一切所有的。 主告诉我们, 在42节说, 谁是那忠心有见识的管家?
And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and sensible steward?
那这边, 一面讲到这些仆人, 这些管家, 他们的素质是怎么样?
So now we talked about the responsibilities of a steward.
就是他们的 qualification. Oh,
the qualification of the steward.
他们是忠心的。
For the steward has to be faithful.
在小事上忠心, 才能在大事上忠心。
They have to be faithful in the small deeds so that they will be also faithful in the big deeds.
今天我们在侍奉的里面, 不是看外面, 这个事情重要不重要, 这件事是大的是小的。
So today when you serve, you should not count to see as your deed is a big deed or a small deed.
他告诉我们说, 所求于管家的, 是要他有忠心。
Because he says here, who then is the faithful steward?
就人来讲, 你觉得说, 哦, 这件事非常重要, 所以我就认真一点, 我就忠心一点。
You should not think of the deed when it's a big deed, then you'll be more faithful.
托一个羊给你, 你觉得说, 哦, 这个以后可能, 哇, 成为这个尼错生弟兄, 这样的材料, 那我就忠心一点的来服侍。
When the Lord gives you a sheep to take care of, you should not think about if this sheep is worthy of your effort or not.
那有时候一个小羊你就说, 哎呀, 这好像, 也不怎么样, 所以你就没有那么忠心地服侍他。
And maybe at times when the sheep happens to be a little sheep, you do not want to work as hard.
真的话告诉我们说, 所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
But then here in the Bible it says, the steward has to be faithful.
神常常看我们在小事上我们是不是忠心。
For the Lord will always see when we encounter small deeds, are we being faithful or not?
今天感谢主, 主要把这个忠心赐给我们。
So today we thank God because He's willing to make us faithful.
另外一个他讲到有见识。
So here the other quality is it has to be as sensible.
有见识, 知道说, 他晓得主人的意思到底是什么。
A sensible steward is someone who understands the will of the master.
有的仆人非常的忠心。
And some steward may be very faithful.
但他所做的事却不是主人所要的事情。
But whatever they do is not what the master wants them to do.
忠心是能够了解主人心中他所想的他所要的到底是什么。
To be sensible, you have to understand the will of the master.
要有这样的见识的仆人对主人来讲这是宝贵的。
For someone to be sensible, a sensible steward is valuable to the master.
我们看见在旧约的里面,
so now we see in the Old Testament,
神带领以色列百姓, 他们出了埃及,
when the Lord led the people of Jerusalem out of Egypt,
一次一次, 神显出神迹奇事来,
and times again, the Lord showed them miracles.
十次击打埃及背后的仇敌的权势,
and the Lord has destroyed the power of Egypt.
这大能释放他的百姓,
and to use his mighty hand to release his people.
百姓们都看见了,
and so that the people have seen.
摩西的杖怎么样举起来,
and how Moses led the people.
红海的水就分开,
and how the rod is raised and the Red Sea is now open.
他们行过红海, and
how the people walk onto walk through the ocean like it's dry land.
埃及的追兵试着要过去,
and how the Egyptian army followed them.
怎么样全部都被淹在红海的里面,
and how they all got killed.
他们都看见在旷野里面天天经历神的神迹。
And we have also seen in the wilderness how these people have experienced other miracles.
每一天都有玛纳降下来。
And day and day there's manna that comes.
这是何等大的神迹。
And how, what a big miracle this is.
没有食物的时候有玛纳降下来, 成为他们的食物。
And then when the people ran out of the food, manna would come from the sky.
没有水喝的时候, 临盘活水随着他们。
And when they're out of water, then the holy water will come.
但是我们看见圣经告诉我们,
here we see that the Bible said,
以色列的百姓他们晓得神的作为。
For the people of Jerusalem know the power of God.
他说摩西知道神的法则。
And Moses know the law of God.
我们可以经历神很多大能的作为。
For we can experience a lot of great miracles.
但是我们认不认识我们这位神?
But do you truly know God?
他的心思是怎么样?
Do you know His will?
他的想法是怎么样?
Do you know His thinking?
我们知不知道他的旨意是怎么样?
Do you know what His purpose?
在这边他讲到说一个仆人是要有见识的仆人。
So here it says a steward has to be sensible.
今天我们在服事的里面,
So today when we serve,
求主把这样的见识赐给我们,
we ask the Lord to make us sensible.
在我们一生跟随主的道路,
so that on our life walking this path,
我们不单单看见经历神大能的作为,
not only we will experience the miracle of God,
我们要知道他做事的法则,
we also will know why and how He does things.
叫我们所想的, 叫我们所在里面所有的, 跟我们主的心思是 越来越一致的,
so that our mindset and His mindset could align.
当保罗他在林前七章, 他写一段话, 事先他告诉我们说, 我写这段话是没有主的命令的。
So when Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says that what I'm writing now is not from the mind of the Lord.
他说我没有主的命令。
He says, this is not from the command of God.
好像是他自己的意思要写这段话。
And it might sound like that this is from Paul in himself.
是他的感觉写出来的一段话。
Is it truly just from the feeling of Paul?
等他写完了以后,
but after when he finished his passage,
他说我想我是被圣灵感动了。
Then Paul says, I think I am touched by the Holy Spirit.
他的感动跟圣灵的感动是那么的一致。
And it is because Paul's a touching by the Holy Spirit is united with the mind of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, what a great chance we have today. So that we will use His mindset as for our own mindset. So that we will truly know what our Master wants.
当时候这些主人出去, 仆人可能不像今天那么方便能够跟主人联络得到。
So maybe at those times when the master departs from the house, the steward does not have a communication with the master.
今天一个手机可能就联络到了，问一问主人到底你要我做什么。
Maybe today you could just call on your master and ask, what do you want me to do?
但当时候没有那么方便。
But at that time, I don't think it was such a convenience.
就仆人能不能够知道主人他的心意是什么。
So how will the slave know what the master wants?
他是不是一个有见识的仆人。
So we have to find out if this steward or slave is sensible.
这是非常重要的。
For this is important.
是今天我们看见 他所求于管家的是要有忠心的。
So today we have to understand that for a steward, you have to be faithful.
第二方面, 他说是有见识的。
And you also have to be sensible.
那下面呢, 他讲到这些管家的职责。
Then now he talks about the responsibility of a steward.
这边讲到说主人派他管理家里的人。
He says here, he asked his servants to take care of his household.
按时分粮给他们。
So that he will give rations to them according to time.
那第一个是要认识到说, 他们都是主人所派的。
First, they have to understand that they are sent by the master.
保罗很知道, 他做一个仆人, 做一个基督的执事, 不是他自己来定夺的。
And Paul understands that as a servant, his work is not according to his will.
也不是人所选出来的。
And he is not chosen by the people as well.
他是神所拣选的,
but he is chosen by God.
是神所指定的,
and it is God who put him in charge.
那一个执事不是讲到一个什么地位,
here I'm not talking about a position.
他讲到我就是一个基督的仆人。
He says here, it is not a position, for he is a servant of Lord.
他是一个帮手,
he is a helper.
他是一个船舱底下摇桨的人。
And he is the one who rows the boat.
然后我们看见保罗知道他的身份就是这样。
So we understand that Paul knows that it is his role to be a slave.
是神所指定的。
It is God who put him in charge.
这些管家是主人所派的。
For the servants are chosen by God.
管家所管理的意思就是说他是替主人在那里管理。
So to be in charge is means that the steward is given the power from God.
他不是管理他自己的东西。
For he is not taking control of his own thing.
他是管理主人的东西。
But he is taking control of his master.
在林前八章第六节。
In 1 Corinthians 8:6,
他讲到说，然而我们只有一位神。
Says, yet for us there is but one God.
就是父。
The Father.
万物都本于他。
From whom all the things,
我们也归于他,
and we exist for him,
并有一位主就是耶稣基督,
and one Lord, Jesus Christ,
万物都是借着他有的,
by whom are all things,
我们也是借着他有的,
and we exist through him,
我们知道所有的都是从神来的,
for we understand that everything is from God,
都是出于神的,
and everything is from God,
也都是属于神的,
and belongs to God,
也是要归给神的,
and it's going to go back to the Lord.
今天我们知道我们所拥有的一切是神所给我们的,
so today you have to know that everything you have belongs to God.
所以我们讲说我们是时间, 是时间的管家,
so it says here that we are the steward of time.
好像我们觉得今天我的时间好像就是我的嘛。
We are the keeper of time, but it doesn't mean that time belongs to you.
弟兄姊妹说，我拿出一点我的时间来为主摆上，我们说感谢主。
So brothers and sisters might say that I am using my time to serve the Lord.
我拿出我的时间来聚会，我们说感谢主。
I use my own time to come to the meeting.
我们觉得好像时间就是我的，我愿意拿出来。哇，这都是很宝贵的事情。
So that we may think that time belongs to us, so we are using our time.
但是若是我们真的来认识我们的生命气息都是从主而来的。
But if you may truly know, then you understand your life and your whole being belongs to God.
今天若是我们不晓得我们的时间都是属于主的，我们就没有办法来做一个管家。
So today, if you don't truly understand that time does not belong to you, but to God, then you cannot be a steward.
我们晓得说每一个时间都是主所给我们的。
For we should understand that all the chances and all the time we have is because God gave us.
不是真正我们所拥有的。
It's not because we own the time.
然后我们才能够说我是一个管家。
Then you will be qualified to say that I am a steward.
管家的意思就是这都是主人的。
Because a steward understands that all the things belong to the master.
我是主人所派的。
And I am only put in charge by the master.
我们怎么样做一个时间的管家
？So how do we be a good steward of time？
这就变成是一个很重要的事情了。
Then this becomes a very important thing。
今天我们晓得说，在时间的里面实在是非常非常的短暂。
So today I hope you understand that time is very short。
今天无论说你活了多少岁，也实在都是很短暂的。
And it truly doesn't matter how old you are, time is short。
Cover City 一位老姊妹今年是108岁了。
In Cover City, we have an older sister who is 108.
她常常讲说神是不是把我给忘记了。
So she always said, has God forsaken me?
忘了她在地上了。
Has he forget that I am still on earth?
但是就算活到108岁还是非常非常的短暂的。
But even though she is 108 year old, time is still short.
这次到中国去有一次跟史蒂翁两个人坐上计程车。见着司机说诶两位老先生要去哪里啊
So one time, this time when I went back to China with Brother C, a taxi driver asked Brother C and I, Hi, two older brothers, where can I take you?
有一天在路上碰到一个人他问说老师傅那条路在哪里啊
And then one day I was walking on the street, someone would say, Hi, elderly master, what can I do?
在教会里面更是平常老弟兄老弟兄听来听去的
And it is even more common in the church when I'm also addressed as an elderly brother.
但我们真是警惕到时间不是很多啦。
And then, I should understand that time is very short.
时间过去的非常的快速。
And time goes by really fast.
想想我们年轻的时候好像还在眼前一下子都过去了。
So come to think about it, I could see my younger years in front of my eyes, now it's gone.
我们也都知道这个光阴似箭啊这一去是追不回来的。
And then we should also know that when time passes, it never comes back.
但是今天我们怎么样做一个时间的管家
?So today, how shall we be a steward of time?
但是我们若真的认识神叫我们做一个管家，他要把一个大的福分来赐给我们。
But now if you truly understand the meaning of being a steward, then you will know.
我们今天若看见所有在我们能够体会到的在时间里面的都是非常的短暂的。
And you shall know that whatever you experience right now through time, you should know that time is short.
那但是主给我们一个机会，
But God give us one chance.
用这些短暂的，我们来换那个永远的。
God gives us one chance so that we could use this short time as temporary to exchange for something permanent.
你看这个是何等的划算。
So you see, this is a great deal.
今天我们再怎么抓住这些时间，它不过是非常短暂的。
For today, whatever you do with your time is only temporary.
你也抓不住的。
For something that you could never get a hold of.
但是我们真的认识，我不过是时间的管家。
But now, if you understand that you're only a steward of time.
我的生命气息都是神所赐的。
For your life and your whole being belongs to God.
就说主啊，我这些时间都是你的，我愿意好好的。来管理。
And you said, Lord, all my time belongs to you, and I am willing to take care of it.
你就发现说，今天我们所经过的不过是至为短暂的。
Then you will recognize that whatever you're experiencing right now is only temporary.
神要为我们成就的乃是那永远的。
For what God wants is permanent.
那个价值超过我们所能想象的。
And then the permanent value is a lot more than what we have temporary.
所以我们的时间是从主来的。
For you have to know that time is from God.
这些时间是为主所用的。
And this time belongs to God.
然后这些时间从短暂的我们能够得着那个永远的。
So that we will use our limited temporary time to exchange for the permanent.
求主让我们认识真的怎么样做一个好的时间的管家。
So that we ask God to make us understand how to be a good steward of time.
另外主也要我们做好的金钱的管家。
God also wants us to be a good steward of the money.
今天神也祝福我们，神不是说这些管家他们就是什么都没有的。
God has also blessed that his servants so that his servants will have his own property.
我们所拥有的弟兄姊妹，
For what we own, brothers and sisters,
这万物都是要属于主的。
And whatever we own also belongs to God.
今天主把一些给我们。
Today God gives you something.
是真的我们所拥有的吗？
Is it truly yours?
还是我们要知道这些乃是属于主的？
Or shall we understand that whatever we have belongs to God?
那我们看见有的人说我有一栋房子，有人说我还不止一栋，我还有两栋啊。
And someone who says that I own one home, and maybe someone who say I own two houses.
你世界上的人眼目注意在这些属地的属物质的东西。
For the worldly people, we only bestowed up on the worldly.
常人所夸耀的是我拥有多少。
And then people we always boast because they have so much.
那你问他一下，一百年以后你到底拥有多少东西？
Then you could ask the same person, 100 years from now, how much do you still own?
现在想想，可能不用问一百年哈，也许50年后，我们什么都没有啊。
They maybe come to think about it, maybe even after 50 years, everything is gone.
我们并不真正拥有什么东西。
For we don't truly own something.
所以常常我们讲说，有人的确我们读到圣经啊，旧约讲到十一的奉献。
So times and times again, we learn it from the Old Testament about the tithe.
他说十分之一拿出来为主摆上。
He said every one tenth we should give.
那十分之九，那当然还是我的，对不对？
And so does that mean that the remaining nine of the tenth belongs to me?
弟兄姊妹，若我们真正认识这所有的一切，其实不是我们所拥有的。
So brothers and sisters, I hope you understand that we don't actually own any of this.
十分之一摆在奉献箱里，说这是给主的。
So you put one tenth in the offering board, says that this is for God.
十分之九还是主的。
And then the remaining nine tenths also belong to God.
主在我们手上说，你做一个金钱的管家。
Because the Lord asked us to be stewards of His money.
如果我们知道这一切我们所拥有的都是主的。
And you should understand that everything you own belongs to God.
这管家是主人所派的。
Because a servant is only put in charge by the master.
我们来管理。
So that we will manage.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个神给我们一个很大的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, this is a big blessing that we have received.
今天我们所拥有的一切
Today, whatever we own,
不过都是必朽坏的。
It's only something that will perish.
到底有一天这些都不能存到永远的。
And then these perishable items will not last forever.
他是神给我们一个机会。
But God gave us one chance.
叫我们用这些必朽坏的，我们来换那个不朽坏的。
So that we may use these perishables to exchange for something permanent.
神叫我们做管家，其实给我们一个很大的恩典。
For God asked us to be His a steward is truly a blessing.
但是需要我们今天真的认识，这一切不是真正属于我的。
But it requires you to understand that whatever you have right now does not belong to you.
我们想到大卫，他为着圣殿的建造，他所摆出来的那个金银所有的财物。
And you may remember in the Old Testament how David put forth everything to build up the temple. So he has prepared all the material. But David, it is someone who truly knows God. For David says, I am using whatever you bestowed up on me to do this for you.
他知道是从主而得的，他把它奉献出来。
For whatever David puts forth is from God.
他知道这一切都是属于神的。
For David knows that everything he has belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识我们是一个管家。
So brothers and sisters, you have to realize that we are only the steward.
今天神把这些时间是非常短暂的赐给我们。
So God has given us a very limited time.
不论你活到几岁,
it doesn't matter how long you're going to live, it's still a very limited time.
坐在主的身上,
so I hope that you will learn we will use this limited time to work for Him to exchange for something permanent. For whatever we are put in charge to manage is perishable.
但是今天就借着这些必朽坏的，我们在管家的职分上，我们得着的是那个不朽坏的。
But today, if we could manage all these perishable goods, we could exchange for something permanent later on.
另外，我们也看见神把各样的恩赐才干赐给我们每一个人。
Because we also see that God has given us different ability and gifts.
那这些恩赐才干也不是属于我们自己的。
And these gifts and abilities does not belong to us as well.
圣经告诉我们说，有5000两的，有2000两的，最少的还有1000两的。
For the Bible clearly says that some of us will have 5,000, 2,000, or at least you will have 1,000.
最少也有1000两。At
least you will have 1,000.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都有从主而得的恩赐才干。Brother
and sisters, you are gifted in a way.
今天教会里面常常发生问题，就是在这些，觉得说我好像什么都没有。
And a lot of things happen in church because brothers and sisters don't realize that you are gifted.
我不像那个5000两的，我不像那个2000两的。
For someone will say that I'm not like the one who has 5,000 or 2,000.
教会里面常常那个5000两、2000两的，可能忙来忙去，什么事情你都看见他们在那里忙。
For maybe you see the one who has 5,000 or 2,000 is working the butt off doing everything.
但是那个1000两的把它埋藏在地底下。But
the one who has 1,000 is burying his 1,000 underneath the ground.
主人来的时候，严严的责备。
So when the master comes, he will punish the 1,000.
是的，我们都觉得我也没有太多的恩赐。Oh
yes, maybe you say that I'm not as gifted or as abilitated.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们最少也有1000两。But
brothers and sisters, I hope you know that you will at least have 1,000.
今天神在身体里面，他把各样不同的恩赐赐下来。So
God has given us different abilities in His body.
让这些弟兄姊妹每一个人呢，在身体的里面，因为有不同的恩赐，我们就有不同的功用。So
that the different brothers and sisters who have different gifts could serve differently in the church.
那不同的功用，说出他有不同的职事。And
with these different abilities, you have to do different deeds.
但是神在这里配搭他的身子，配搭，神把不同的。
But God has put together the different abilities to do different things.
那显出来的是何等的丰富, 何等的自然,
so that we will reveal His glory.
常常我们觉得, 哎呀, 好像教会没有缺少这个恩赐, 缺少那个恩赐,
and sometimes you may feel that we are lacking in some part.
可能是有一些是把它埋藏起来了。
And it is because it is some people who have buried their ability under the ground.
就是说我们要照着个人所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
So that we shall use our different abilities to serve each other.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
To be the steward of the master.
这个恩赐神给的时候，是一个一个人有不同的恩赐。
When the master gives his gifts, different servants will receive different gifts.
今天若是我们说这个恩赐就是我的。
So today, if you say this gift now is mine.
你说这样要用，也是为着我个人的目的在使用。
And when you use these gifts, you're using it to your own benefit.
有时恩赐也是讲到不同的才干。
And sometimes when we talk about gifts, we talk about different abilities.
但是今天若是我们知道我们不过是一个管家。
But today, if you understand that you're only a steward,
我们是神百般恩赐的好管家。
And we are a good steward in his household.
这恩赐，每一样的恩赐，每一个才干，是为着主来使用的。
For each gift or each ability that we have is to be used for his for the master's purpose.
你就发现说，原本它不过是个人的。
Then you understand slowly that it is not only for my individual.
但是我们说我是一个管家。
But we will say that we are a steward.
每一个恩赐摆进来的时候，
and when whatever gift we put forth,
他说成全的是为着全体的。
And whatever it will accomplish will become an achievement of the body.
是为着基督的身体的。
And it is an achievement for the body of Christ.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
For this is a wonderful deed.
也许我们觉得我们不过是那么的微小。
Maybe you think that you are such a little person.
他是所摆进去的这个管家的职分，他成就的是进到基督身体的里面。
But however little you put forth, whatever you put forth will become the accomplishment of the body of Christ.
趁今天要我们做一个好的管家。
So today the master wants us to be a good servant.
神要很多我们的时间，我们的钱财，我们的恩赐，弟兄姊妹，神赐给我们，要我们认识我们是一个管家。
For our time, our money, and our abilities is all given to us by God, and we should use it for His purpose.
我们一面认识这些不是我们真正拥有的。
So I hope you realize that it is whatever we have right now is only temporary and does not truly belong to us.
若是我们以为是我们拥有的，我们所抓住的这些，不过是自短暂的，不过是必朽坏的。
And if you think that it truly belongs to you and you try to get hold of it, you will understand that it is only temporary and it will perish.
有很多不过是属于我们个人的。
And some of the things you think that it belongs to you.
但是今天我们若真的认识我们是一个管家。
But today I hope you understand that you are only a steward.
这一切都是属于主的。
For everything belongs to him.
短暂的能够得着那个永远的。
Now we have a chance to use the temporary to exchange for permanent.
我们的主他盼望把那个永远的来赐给我们。
For God wants us to receive the permanent.
那些不朽坏的，今天我们能够来换得着那个必朽坏的，得着那个不朽坏的。
For we could use the perishable to change for the unperishable.
因为主他盼望能够把这些不朽坏的赐给我们。
Because God wants us to have the permanent unperishable gift.
原本是我们个人的，今天主要我们看见他所要赐下的祝福是在他教会，在他整个身体的里面。
For whatever we thought belongs to us individually, we should use it to serve the body of the church.
我们看见管家的职责首先是为主人所派的。
So we see that the responsibility of a servant is to be put in charge by the master.
第二个他讲到管理家里的人。
And the second one is to manage the members of the household.
我们在创世纪第一章第二十六节。
In Genesis 1:26 it says,
我们在这边我们就看见管理这两个字。
And in this verse we could see the meaning of to manage.
所以从圣经一开始神创造人以后，他就讲到这两个字。
So in the beginning, when God created man, he already talked about to manage.
我们一起来读一下创世纪第一章第二十六节。
Let's read Genesis 1:26.
请我们一起来读。神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神创造人的时候，
When God made man,
他说照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
He said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
无论是外面的形象，无论是里面的形象，我们是照着神来被创造的。
It's not only our external image, but also our internal image. We are built according to His image.
这边说到一件事，就要人能够像神。
Here, it only talks about one thing. It asks man to be with God.
然后下面说使他们管理海里的鱼。
Then later on, it says, and let them rule over the fish of the sea.
空中的鸟。
Over the cattle.
地上的牲畜和全地。
over the cattle and over all the earth.
那这一节圣经贯穿整本圣经，讲到神他永远的心意。
For these words also represents the eternal purpose of God.
我们看见到了启示录。
Then we'll say that in Revelation,
最后神旨意完成的时候,
at the end when his purpose is completed,
那边讲到有一个千年的婚宴,
he talks about there is a feast of 10,000 years.
那是讲到羔羊的婚宴,
then he talks about it is the feast of the Lamb.
那另外呢, 同时他讲到有千年的国度,
then it is also talked about the eternal kingdom of 1,000 years.
这些人与主一同作王掌权,
he talks about how the people will rule all over for 1,000 years.
其实这两方面讲的是同一个时期发生的同一件事情的两面。
And these two things that we just talked about will happen concurrently.
那一面来讲，他讲到说这些能够被请赴羔羊婚宴的。
On one hand, it says the people who got invited into this feast,
他们要穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
For these people, they will have to put on a robe.
那光明洁白的细麻衣就是讲到圣徒所行的义。
For this clean and white robe, it talks about the righteousness of the disciples.
圣经很多时候告诉我们要预备心腹啊。
And in the Bible, it also talks about, it always talks about how to be ready to be the bride.
这边特别代表的是讲到我们的生命必须要向主。
And whatever it talks about right here means that we have to prepare our life for God.
千年的国度讲到我们和他一同管理，一同掌权。
For the feast of the 1,000 years talks about how we will rule together with God.
所以我们看见一面生命向主多少，我们就能够和主一同掌权有多少。
So you will see that however much we are alike with God, we will get to rule as much with Him.
所以这个掌权不是一个属地的，不是一个属人的所给予的一个权柄。
So for this ruling is not the ruling on this earth or anyone that people could give you.
我们看见真正的那个属灵的权柄,
we will see the truly the power and authority from the Holy Spirit. And this authority, you could see that from how much you are like in your life with God.
当我们读到圣经里面, 主告诉我们说, 神把天上 地上地底下一切的权柄都赐给他了。
So in this Bible, in the Bible it says we are given the authority to rule over all the land.
主不是在地上来寻求这样的权柄。
For God does not want us to only rule over the land.
他在地上走一个最卑微的道路。
For when God comes to the land, he was walking humbly.
他存心顺服以至于死。
So and then he humbly walked his path until his death.
且死在十字架上。
And then he died on the cross.
兄弟们,
so brothers and sisters, this is the life of Christ.
这是最卑微的生命。
For Christ has lived a very humble life.
这是羔羊的生命。
For this is the life of the Lamb.
但是你看见他的道路是越走越低微。
Then you will see that his path, as he walks on his path, he becomes more humble.
我们的主在属灵的实际里面, 他站在一个掌权的地位上。
Because in the Holy Spirit's wise, he is walking on the high ground.
我们看见在宝座当中是有羔羊站立。
And then we could see that on the throne, it is the Lamb.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
And it is a Lamb that just got slain.
我们的主他是犹大的狮子。
Because we know the God is the lion.
但是主耶稣他是经过道成肉身，在十字架的路上，借着生命美德胜过仇敌。
But as his word become flesh, he walked in this land humbly.
是羔羊在宝座中站立。
For he is walking as a lamb, so that he could be raised on the throne as a lamb.
弟兄姊妹，这边告诉我们管家要管理。
So brother and sister, it says here that as a steward, we have to rule over the household.
但是我们必须知道这个管理是在于生命能够向主多少，我们才有多少这样的一个权柄。
But then you have to understand that the more you are alike with God, the more power you have to rule over the earth.
有一次在东北一处聚会。
And one time when I was in the eastern north part of China,
我们看说那个地方 那个聚会很特别，大概有八九排，它很长的一个工厂里面哈，一个聚会的地方，很长一排，大概八九排都是姊妹。
And then when I walk into a conference room, we are in a warehouse, and the first 8 or 9 rows of people are all sisters.
然后有一排是弟兄。
Then on the other hand, there is 1 row of brothers.
我说这个比率是蛮特别的。
Then I said, this is not really equal.
然后后来。 我们才慢慢了解啊，他说他们当地啊，这个妻子都是当家的。
And later on, we find out that it is the ladies who take charge of the household.
在家里面, 这个当家的, 都是这些做姊妹的,
and at home, it is the ladies or the sisters who are in charge.
但是后来这些姊妹都讲啊, 她说在别的事上, 她说她的先生都蛮顺服的,
so, and then the sister will say, on all the other things, they all are disciplined.
但是一讲到信主的事情, 她说怎么样, 他们也不愿意相信。
But then when we talked about Christ, the men would not obey.
后来，当他经过一些交通，姊妹们他们有一点点，他们回到主的面前，从神的话里面来看，到底神他的心意是怎么样。
Then through communication, we could slowly talk the sisters into reading the Bible and understand what the Bible said.
你就发现说，今天我可以说在属地来讲，我可以做一个当家的。
And then you realize that maybe on this land, you could be a ruler.
但是你越是站在一个属地的这样的权柄，你在属灵的地位上是完全失去了那个权柄。
But then as more and more you're attached to the power of this land, you will lose the power in the Holy Spirit.
从主的道路我们来认识。
And it is, we have to walk through the path of Christ to understand,
站在一个最低微的地位上,
to understand that the path that he walked was very humble.
在属灵的境界, 他所持有的权柄胜过仇敌一切的权柄。
And then when he walked on this humble path in the Holy Spirit wise, he is in a high position.
弟兄姊妹, 我们认识这个在属灵境界, 这样的一个与主一同掌权, 实在是因为生命从他。
So, brother and sister, I hope that you will understand when we walk in one spirit of Christ, then you are together with Him.
今天我们无论在家庭的里面,
so today, I hope that in your household,
无论在我们工作的场所,
or maybe at your workplace,
无论在教会的里面,
or maybe in church,
神的话从创世纪到启示录是一样的。
You have to realize that God's word has never changed from the Genesis to the Revelation.
从他创造我们，是照着他的形象，按着他的样式，他创造了我们。
In the beginning, when he created man, he created man in his image.
还要我们和他一同来管理。
So that we will rule together with him.
到了启示录，生命向主的和他一同作王掌权。
And then in Revelation, whoever still in his image will rule together with him.
主耶稣为我们道成了肉身。
For Jesus Christ has Work becomes flesh.
神所有的心意，神隐藏的奥秘，今天在耶稣基督身上就这么清楚的为我们显出来了。
For all of God's willing and His mysteries become Jesus Christ, and He walked before us.
我们感谢主。
So we praise God.
我们的主他执掌一切诸天的权柄。
And we thank Him because He has given us the power.
在他活出来的生命，这是那样的卑微。
Because when he was on this land, he was living a humble life. And today he has given us his life. And he also gave us the power to rule together with him. Do you understand the responsibility of the steward?
其实是神给我们在家庭里面，在各样的我们所接触的人事物当中， 你发现这是一个何等大的祝福。
And then you will understand that this is such a big blessing in every part of our life.
我们看见他要我们管理家里的人,
he asks us to manage and rule the members of the household.
这是管家的职责,
because this is the responsibility.
但是我们里面有个更深的渴慕,
but then in here, I ask that you will have another deep desire.
我们怎么样能够尽到这个职责?
How do we receive this responsibility?
我们的生命必须向主。
For we have to receive this responsibility, you have to live the life of Him. You have to receive the life of the Lamb, the life of suffering, your humbling life.
弟兄姊妹，这是十架道路上主所要把他自己赐给我们。
So brothers and sisters, to receive this, you have to walk His path.
然后我们才认识到一点点什么是管理。
And then slowly, you may learn a little about how to manage.
最后他讲到说, 按时分粮给他们。
Then in here, at the end, it says to give rations to at the proper time.
今天到了末后的时代,
today, now we're almost at the end of the world.
也是属灵征战最猛烈的时候,
and it is the time when we have to get into war.
仇敌, 他做一件事情, 就是要把所有的粮食把它抢夺去。
But there's only one thing the enemy wants to do is to take away all our food.
在征战的当中, 若是缺少了粮食,
and when we're at war, when we ran out of food,
我们得不着力量,
then we will lose our power.
没有办法来进入这样的征战的里面。
We will lose our strength and we will lose the war.
常常我们听见神的儿女, 在那里说, 啊, 我最近很软弱,
so a lot of times you will hear that, oh, brothers and sisters, I am very weak.
啊, 最近我很灰心,
and recently, I am now very disappointed. And I am dissenting.
你一听你知道, 缺少了粮食,
then, you will understand, then you will find soon find out that it is who he is running out of food.
我们没有力量,
and he is losing his strength.
神带领以色列百姓出埃及,
when God leads the people of Jerusalem out of Egypt,
就那个逾越节,
他们需要宰杀逾越节的羔羊, and at the
羔羊的血要涂在门框和门楣上,
and we have to put the blood of the lamb on the doorframe.
然后面命的天使一看见这个血就越过他们,
so when the angel of death comes, they will avoid the houses with the blood.
这是讲到羔羊的宝血是的洗净我们一切的罪,
because we have to know that it is the blood of the Lamb who cleanses from our sins.
神不再透过他的血再来追究我们的罪孽,
and it is because of the blood we are no longer have to pay for our sins.
但是常常我们就停在这里,
and time and times we stop right there.
所以我们感谢主他救赎了我们,
so we thank God, and we thank God that he has saved us.
感谢我们的主,
and we thank God for he has shed his blood for us.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, to be saved is only the first step.
这些以色列百姓,
for the people of Jerusalem, they also have to eat.
他们需要烤了吃,
and they have to fry it and eat the meat.
让他们得着力量,
so that he will, they will receive the strength,
能够往前行走,
and march forward.
我们知道救赎是一个手续,
because we know that to be saved is only the first step.
他们侍奉神, 才是蒙救赎的目的,
and to be served is the eternal purpose.
主告诉我们说, 我是从天上降下来生命的粮,
and here it says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven.
人若吃这粮, 就必永远活着,
if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
今天我们需要得着粮食,
so today we need to receive this bread.
我们需要来到主的面前, 来吃主, 来喝主,
we have to come before him and receive the bread.
我们读主的话, 主说, 我的话就是灵, 就是生命,
and then God also says that my word is the bread and is the life.
我们需要从主的话里面来得着粮食,
so we have to receive this bread and life from his word.
我们需要为着神的家来得着粮食,
and we have it for his household, we have to receive this bread.
弟兄姊妹, 今天盗贼来偷窃杀害毁坏,
so brother and sister, the thief come to steal and to kill.
有时候把一些杂粮一些土, 把它送到教会里面来, 送到神儿女的里面, 说这就是粮食,
and a lot of times the thieves will come with junk and ask us to eat and tell you that it is bread.
有太多世界的东西, 好像仇敌说, 这是很好的粮食, 你们来吃,
and nowadays there's a lot of junk out there that are described as bread.
我们需要为神的家得着真实的粮食,
so brother and sister, we have to receive the real bread.
我们里面要拒绝从仇敌撒旦来, 从世界来的, 看起来非常好吃的,
and we have to learn to refuse the junk that looks like bread.
我们里面要真的是从主那里说, 主我们到你的面前,
and then we have to say that, Lord, we are willing to come before you.
主也呼召我们到他的面前来,
and God also calling on us,
我们来吃主,
to come before him,
来喝主, 来得着主的自己,
so that we will come before him and eat his bread.
弟兄姊妹, 神的家需要粮食,
brothers and sisters, our household needs bread.
我们礼拜五一起来参加读经聚会,
and on Friday, when we have a Bible study group,
这是一个读经交通的聚会,
and it is a meeting supposed to understand the Bible.
有时候弟兄姊妹在祷告说, 主啊, 我们空空的来, 盼望饱饱的回去,
so sometimes people will pray that I will come empty but go home with both hands full.
如果大家来读经, 都是说我空空的来, 我也没有预备, 我也没有看, 我希望能够饱饱的回去,
so if everyone comes empty-handed and want to go back full,
很多时候难怪我们蛮失望的, 对不对?
And a lot of times you will be disappointed.
今天我们说读经聚会, 我们要先得着粮食啊,
so today we should first receive the bread.
我每一个神的儿女, 都把他所预备好的那一道美味啊, 都带来的话, 你看, 这个读经聚会是多么的丰富。
For if everyone comes already prepared and bring their type of bread, then the meeting will be very fruitful.
我们来读主的话, 他的话就是灵, 就是生命。
Because when we read the word is the life and the spirit.
我们里面祷告主啊, 让我们得着粮食,
so we ask God that we will receive his bread.
这些粮食不但是为着我们自己的,
for this bread is not only for our individual use.
管家只要按时候分粮的,
because the steward is to give rations at the proper time.
主人何等的盼望, 叫我们能够得着粮食,
For the master wants his servant to be fed.
我们的主为我们预备的粮食太丰富了。
For the master has already prepared plentiful of bread for all.
但是常常是我们没有好好的到主面前来得。
But it is us who don't come forward and receive the bread.
主说, 我所吃的粮就是我的肉。
He says that, and the bread also which I give,
为世人之生命所赐的。
For the life of the world is my flesh.
主已经把他自己赐给我们。
For God has given us himself.
他也巴不得我们来得着他。
And then he truly wants us to receive it.
弟兄姊妹, 得着我们的主, 得着丰满的基督。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you will receive.
让我们为神的家来得粮食。
So that we will receive in the name of his house.
我们才能尽管家的职责。
So that we could take on the responsibility of the steward.
按时候来分粮。
And at the proper time we will give out the bread.
哦, 让神的家显出是何等的丰富。
So that his house will show his glory.
我们再把12章42节一起来读一次, 路加福音。
So let's read Luke chapter 12:42 one more time.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
主说, 谁是那忠心有见识的管家, 主人派他管理家里的人, 按时分粮给他们呢? 再来一次哈。
One more time.
主说, 谁是那忠心有见识的管家, 主人派他管理家里的人, 按时分粮给他们呢? 好, 我们再来唱638首。
Let's sing 638 one more time.